Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, that's 770
888-1447. Just a little bit about the Georgia Leagues and what's going on. I think this league is an awesome league to kind of help us offset a little cost. There's nothing wrong with playing some interstate squad or interstate rivalries. I think that this right here would be exceptional to offsetting that cost. I don't know if fuel is coming down over in the East Texas area. We're down actually in Texas. The national average in Texas is the statewide average in Texas is about $2.60 a gallon. I actually passed some coming in today about $2.39 a gallon up where I live. So fuel cost is coming down tremendously, and we'll maybe able to get back in the swing of these things and traveling a little bit. Maybe some of the charter bus companies get a little bit cheaper. I know that's one of the costs that we're facing this season is a lot of the fuel costs, and a lot of the charter bus companies are charging because of fuel. But we're getting back to normal around. I'm glad when it gets back to around $2 a gallon, and I can survive to drive my pickup every day. But I think that's a great opportunity for the young ladies to get started early in football, to get the basics, and sometimes it gives young ladies something to do. I tell people all the time that I have a 4-year-old daughter, and so, yeah, I take kind of a personal issue when it comes to talking about teenage girls, because you can prevent a lot of things with teenage girls, teenage pregnancies and things like that. So, but we got some guests coming in today on the line. I think they're already on. Let's take a look and see if we can. We'll get them unmuted. You on Chalk Talk, Coach Kirk Trammer.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Allison.
Hey, Ellicat. What's going on, kiddo?
All nothing. Just got through eating some dinner.
That's good. For all the people that don't know out here on Blog Talk Radio, Allison, we like to first start out by giving your name, your position, and your number.
Okay. My name is Allison Ratcliffe. I play offensive and defensive line, and I'm number 79.
Allison, last week on the show we talked to Mindy and talked to Shakina Minifield, and we talked a few things about what you most like about football and some other things. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to be as open as you can to the public and let them know what you like. First off, what do you like about football at this point?
Well, I like the fact that it's something different. You know, it's not like softball, but, you know, I've been playing softball since I was 5 years old, and it's different. And the fact that I still get to compete outside of, you know, college. College was really the last time I was ever, you know, I ever got to compete against different teams, against different people, and you know, this gives me an opportunity, like I said, to do something different and to compete again.
Right.
So,
for the people out there that don't know, Allison is one of our coaches that plays on our football team. She actually holds a single home run record over at East Texas Baptist University. Tell us a little bit about that, Allison.
Well, well, you're making me blush, so you can't see me. well, yeah, I was at ETBU for 4 years, and in 2004, I did lead the nation in home runs, and, you know, while I was there for 4 years, I did accumulate a lot of home runs while I was there, so, yeah, I hold the record at ETBU, and in 2004, I have the Division III record for home runs that year. That 2004 year was a great year we had with that team, and I really enjoyed that year a lot.
Right. East Texas Baptist University, being over in Marshall, Texas, is going to be the home site of the East Texas SaberCats. Actually, the home site of our home game coming up in the 2009 season. If are you ready for the 2009 season, Allie?
Oh yeah, I can't wait. It's so awesome that we're going to be able to play, well, I say we, I, and Shakina are going to be able to play in front of, you know, our home crowd and friends and family. And, you know, I talk people all the time, and you know they're excited about us having, you know, having it here, and that way they can just, you know, come over and, you know, take a drive down a few blocks and come and watch us play, and I think everybody's excited, and I'm really excited about that.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about your position. Let's get Glenn unmuted right quick first. Glenn, are you there? Welcome to Chalk Talk, Coach Kurt Trammer.
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Glenda, we want to go back, rewind a little bit. We want you to do the same thing Allison did. We want to know, let the people out there know what your name is and your number and your position.
My name is Glenda Bryce, number 82, and I play tight end.
Okay. Well, actually, the same question that I was talking to Allison about, we want to kind of talk a little bit on subject on football, and we'll get into some stuff about the offense and things like that in a minute. But up to this point, what do you most like about football?
I like just being able to go out there and play a sport that I've always wanted to play growing up and never had the opportunity to play, and now we women do have the opportunity to play it, so I'm glad that we are able to do that.
Okay. Well, Allison, back to you. We talked about you being on offense and defensive line. So for some that don't know, Allison is one of my captains on my offense and defense. Allison, which one do you like? Do you favor one better than the other? Do you favor that guard, that right guard? Do you favor that tackle over on the defensive side of the ball?
I don't know. It's pretty close. I really like when we do that counter zone and I get to pull around that end and get to take out a linebacker or a safety coming up trying to tackle the running back. I really like, you know, being able to run and block. But also, like to be, you know, defensive tackle and trying to, you know, just run through the offensive line and trying to get to the quarterback or the running back. You know, it's just, I don't know. I'd say it's about a tie because, you know, I get to hit people either way. So, and use my physicality for, you know, for both positions. So I really like both. I can't say one's better than the other, but they're both definitely different and different mindset for each position, though. So.
Right. Glenda, you have a kind of an easier deal. You know that you play tight end. What do you like most about tight end? Is because we use a tight end a lot in our passing and our running game. What do you like most about being tight end?
Most I like about it is, well, of course, the ball coming to me. I like everything about it. You know, some of them, you know, blocking, and then, you know, like I said, the other times, the ball, you know, may be coming to me. So I like all of it.
Right. Those that don't know, Glenda come into mini camp and jammed her thumb one afternoon, and we almost had the doggone near tire up to get off the field so she could go and get something done about that thumb. Is that thumb okay now? Is it still kind of bothering you a little bit?
It all depends on what I do. It still bothers me just a little bit, but I keep going.
Right. Okay. What's the hardest thing, Glenda, we're going to go back to you first. What is the hardest thing that you know about football that you didn't know about football in the past?
Learning the plays. That was the hardest thing to me. But, learning the plays.
Right. It's a lot of time consuming go into it and a lot of X's and O's. Remember in trials, I would tell you all this simple ABC and 1, 2, 3. Do we use ABC and 1, 2, 3?
Yep.
Allison, same question. You know, what coming in now, what not knowing anything about football as far as the inside, look, what do you think was the hardest part of football coming up this far for you?
Well, I had to agree with Glenda about the, you know, learning where to go, who to tackle, how to tackle, how to, you know, positioning your feet and, you know, using your hands. And, you know, it's a lot different, you know, than, you know, basketball, you know, where you just run to this spot, you know, and or turn or pivot or, you know, that's, you know, I've had this mindset of how to run basketball plays or how to run this kind of play. And, like I said before, football is totally different. It's, you know, you watch it on TV and you just, you know, you see the quarterback pass or the running back run, you know, you don't see all the moving of the line, or, you know, they block this way so this person can be open to tackle this person. You know, it's a lot more technical and, you know, at first very confusing, but, you know, like you said, once you simplify it and, you know, you do it over and over, it's, you get it, so.
Right. So to speak, is I was talking to Shakina after we got off air last week, and she said, you know, track, you know, she ran track and things like that, she said, but after thinking about that question that you asked me, what do I most like about football than I do any other sport, she said, because it's not an individual sport.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, like you said, you have to, you may not be the person making a tackle, but you may be the person putting yourself in position to make that tackle, you know, to
right.
help that person make that tackle, you know. Like I tell my outside linebackers, your job is to force and turn that running back inside, turn that runner back inside so that linebacker can get over the top and get her, that pursuit can get her. And she said that's probably one of the most, you know, appreciated things she said that she could probably appreciate about football. It's, you know, basketball being the same type of environment, but not as quite as intense. So, yeah, I got to kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah, and, you know.
Go ahead, Allison.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's like when you see either quarterbacks when they score a touchdown or running backs when they score a touchdown, you automatically see the offensive lineman, you know, giving a high five to him, or the running back giving a high five to the offensive lineman, because, you know, if it wasn't for them opening up holes or, you know, coming around and pulling to get that one extra block to get those 3 inches, you know, they wouldn't get the first down or the touchdown, you know, and just like you said, you know, everybody has to work together as a unit, and if one person's off, it could be a 10-yard penalty that costs the team the game, you know, or something like that. So,
right, we go through a lot of blocking assignments, Glenda. You can probably relate to this also. Your blocking assignments first coming off. I mean, some of your blocking assignments: base blocking, zone blocking, pull blocking. Here you talk about releasing out, getting that in, or either getting that linebacker. How difficult was that to learn in the beginning stages compared to now?
In the beginning, it was a little difficult, but now that we've been doing it, it's getting, you know, easier, and we're all, you know, coming together as a team to, you know what we're supposed to do and where we're supposed to go. So it's
right.
getting easier now that we've been doing it.
Right. Allison, how about you?
Yeah, I would agree with Glenda on that also. You know, I knew that I was supposed to be physical, but I didn't know, you know, in what way. You know, there the three different types or four different types of blocking that you had to do.
Right.
You know, it was hard to learn because you really got to have good footwork being a lineman. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I place a lot of interest and efforts on my offensive line. When we first come out to mini camp, you know, I was down there with you guys the first day of mini camp, the very first
mm-hmm.
day over in Marshall.
Yeah,
he
worked
this
pretty hard.
Yeah, because I want to make sure I got, you know, who I have at the offensive line or defensive line position. But that offensive line, like you say, without y'all, it's no touchdowns. It's no nobody getting in the end zone. So, let's go on to the next question. We got somebody to see on the board that has a question. Please feel free to type in here. Okay, let's see if somebody has a question coming up. Let's go on to the next one. In the 2008 mini camp, what do you think you've learned this far the most, Allison? Pertaining to team effort and then football.
Well, this is something that's, you know, been said a lot thus far tonight is, you know, team effort, working together as a team, everybody learning their assignments, and not trying to be flashy, but doing what needs to be done to get the yards. And to, you know, it's just like when we line up to run, having the discipline you know, for the snap count to everybody go at the same time and nobody, you know, go too early. You know, just team effort.
Y'all were getting strong in there for a while. Y'all were getting real strong there for a while because about the first week of minicamp, I said snap is on three, and you have about six players jump off sides. We're getting that push-up position, and we back up 5 yards, and that extra 5 yards is hard to get when it's third down and two. And for some players who's listening out there, and it's like I preach all the time, football is 90% a mental game. It's 10% is athleticism, but 90% of it is a mental game. If you play smart football, and you can eliminate costly penalties and putting yourself in situations when it's third down and three, and you don't have any timeouts left, and it's a minute left in the game, you're inside the 20, and all you need to do is punch it in for a touchdown. You don't want somebody jumping off at you because who knows, the snap count may be on five because the coach may want to draw you offside, try to get that first down. So I teach disciplined football is what she's talking about because in minicamp they were getting real strong in the arms and the abs with doing push-ups, everything I could think of to get the snap count. Now we go to run. Everybody says it's on three. Glenda, same question with you. What do you think you've learned, you know, this far in minicamp, you know, now that we're in off season and thinking back in the first day of minicamp up until the last day of minicamp?
Like Allison said, the discipline, that's the one thing that we've really worked on. You know, we've learning, you know, like you said, the count, and we've had to do push-ups, but we just have to learn, you know, like pull together as a team and to do the steps that we're supposed to do because, you know, without everybody pulling together, then it's not going to get anywhere. So, you know, learn to just all of us work together and do what we're supposed to do.
Okay, shifting gears here to another question, and this is a question that I'm going to ask each and every player that comes on this show about your football team. Let's talk about the offensive side of the ball first. Weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see the East Texas Sabercat weaknesses on the offensive side of the football?
You want me to answer that, Coach? Okay.
Yeah,
well, I just crispness of getting our basic foundational plays, you know, where we're not making mistakes, we're not messing up on blocking assignments, we're not messing up on routes. You know, you're going to make a bad pass every once in a while, you know. The defenses we might play might be a little bit better than us, but everybody needs to have, like you said, the mental part of it down where you know we're going to go and it's second nature, you know. I think our quarterback's arm will get stronger as the season goes along, and as you know, the more we practice, our running backs will get faster, the line will get stronger, we'll get quicker, you know, because we'll get in shape and stuff like that. You know, but I just think the crispness of getting the basic foundational running plays and passing plays down, you know, and once we have those, we can make it a lot more complicated for the defense we're playing against.
Right. What do you see our strengths on the offensive side of the ball coming from all the way to our receivers, offensive line, tailbacks, and things like that?
We definitely have speed in the backfield. Our receivers are fast. Their hands are definitely getting better from – you know, just from the beginning, from when we start practicing up to this point, everybody's starting to catch the ball, you know. They're running their routes a lot better. Our line, we may be small. I think I might be the tallest person on our line. But, you know, we definitely make up in being smart and knowing what we're supposed to do and being a little bit quicker, I think. I think our height is going to help us as far as being quicker and being able to get to those big people before they get to us. So
right. On the defensive side of the ball, where do you think we lie, you know, on our weaknesses, Allison, and then we'll go to strengths the same way we did on the offensive side?
Our defense, our weaknesses, I would say probably just, I don't know, not seeing, you know, a lot, you know, we kind of knew what the offense is going to run, but I think just repetition maybe, you know, just getting out there and, you know, going to get that running back or jumping up and deflecting that pass or, you know, just not running the same, you know, what I'm trying to say. Just not being able to do a lot of stuff in repetition, you know, and seeing what the offense is going to throw at us, you know, and not being able to run all of our defenses, you know, that we needed to run. I'd probably have to say, you know, just the fact that there's not, you know, enough there to get it cranked up, not enough people.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, because you need that different look, because I have some film on some teams that we have from games that we watched, and like I say, Houston is one that we've watched with that full house backfield, what they call a wishbone backfield and the lead blocker.
Mm-hmm.
We've went over that. Lone Star, hadn't seen anything with them. Have seen OKC's, Lightning's, have seen a few of their offensive look, but they're going to the spread this year, so we have to work on that again. What do you see our strengths? Because we have speed on offense, but most definitely on defense, we're wicked in the speed category, especially in our defensive backs with our corners and some of our linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, well, some of us play both ways, but so you know, some of us don't, I guess. And you know, our cornerbacks and safeties are, I mean, they're there. And they'll stay with our receivers as fast as they are. They will stick with them, and it's hard to practice, you know, with the receivers because our cornerbacks and safeties are so good, and our linebackers, if there's a, you know, a swing play out to the outside, they'll be there in a hurry, you know, and swarm them. And so I'm so excited we don't have to worry about that part, you know, of our defense or our offense. Because we're, you know, we got the speed. It's just the know-how and how to take angles and go up there and get them quicker, you know. So
right. That pursuit drill that we ran a few times.
Oh, yeah.
It paid off with our linebackers and our safeties and corners. Glenda, shift it over to you to talk to you about a little bit about the weaknesses and the strengths on offense. Start with the weaknesses. Where do you think that offense is weak at, in your opinion?
My opinion, the weakness of the offense would I don't know. I don't really see much weakness. Sometimes, you know, maybe we may get a play or two, you know, confused, but our weaknesses, maybe, you know, just coming together and paying attention, you know, what we're doing a little bit, but, you know, learn, you know, just continue with the learning of the plays.
Right. Strength, where do you see this offense being in strength-wise? What do you see, I guess what I'm saying, the identity of this offense in strength?
Well, going back to what Allison said, we have, you know, like the our receivers, you know, they're pretty fast and good, you know, with catching the ball and quarterback, you know, accurate of getting the ball to them, you know, is so they're pretty quick of getting there and doing what they need to do.
Right, because going back to just thinking about when they're mentioning some of our receivers, I was blown away by the ability, Andrea Fox, Christy Little, Shakina Minifield, Ashley Stanley, women like those that really catch the hard passes. You actually hit me in practice. You know, you hear me sometimes, Glenda, say, that's what separates us from the rest of the teams. That's what makes us that much better than the rest of the teams when they catch something. I remember one of the last full pads minicamp. Ashley Stanley caught one off her fingertips, and she kept bobbling, and she was going down and held on to the football. That type of hustle, I mean, it just separates you from everybody. We have receivers that are willing to go up to get the football and not just let it be up for grabs, you know. So I think go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, they're pretty good about getting the ball and getting on down the field like they're supposed to.
Well, and another thing, and we're not tooting our horns on these Texas Sabercats. We invited actually H-Town Cyclones on this afternoon also. I think we just had a miscommunication on the dates and times, but I'm going to talk Sabercat football from what I know. From a coach, I'm going to talk about our offense and the weaknesses, and then I'm going to talk about our strengths. And I want you ladies to elaborate because I may mention something that you didn't mention. Where I see our weaknesses is on offense is breaking the huddle. My biggest problem is my receiver. Once she runs the play, I have to have a receiver right there next to me to get the next play in and to break that huddle. I want that huddle broken in 17 seconds or less. That way, when we come up to the line, our quarterback has time to call our audibles to check off the robber, to find out where that safety is, to find out if there's two safeties back, if they're cover two or cover one or cover three. And one of the key weaknesses that I see, that's a small weakness, but in a football game where you're low on timeouts or in a close football game, you don't have any timeouts left, and you're breaking the huddle with 6 seconds left to snap the football, it's not good. Now, if we're up by 13 or 14 points, we're breaking the huddle with 6 seconds left to snap the football, or we're melting that clock. So it's a kind of a give-and-take situation with that. Another weakness I see with us is sometimes we get lazy. Our wide receivers are great at catching the football, and they're great at running routes, and they're great at when they have great speed to get depth. What my receivers tend to do sometimes, they get lazy. They don't run the full extent of the route. Like you may run your post. I may have you run the deep post at 12 and cut it across, and sometimes we would run it at 8, and it would knock out that underneath route. You know, you'd see – that fullback come up with a little bitty out route or something to clear out, and it'll knock off an underneath route. So just two key weaknesses that I see on offense that really, really bugs me as a coach. And some coaches will tell you the same. Some coaches will tell you difference. Breaking the huddle wouldn't matter. But from where I come from in Texas football and the way football is speeding up now, because I watch a lot of these games, a lot of these college games, a lot of these high school games and things like that, they don't even huddle up anymore. A lot of them call plays from the sideline, and they got plenty of time to get to the line of scrimmage, call their audibles, call everything they need to call, and check off and check downs. So we need to get in the habit of breaking the huddle. And for ladies out there that's not these Texas Sabercats that's not familiar with what I'm talking about, when a receiver runs a play, one receiver comes out, and another receiver goes in, and we switch the plays in and out that way. And when the referee blows the whistle for the football to be dead and resets the football, we should be breaking that huddle, coming up to the line of scrimmage, getting ready to call our signals to snap the football. My strengths where I see this offense at, I see this offense very, very, very talented in the backfield, which in the first season I really didn't think that this was going to be possible. We have two backs. We have actually Shanika Wilson, and then we have Maya McElveen, two premier backs that are great backs, great speed. Give or take with the vision of both, I think that Shanika Wilson has a better vision than Maya, but Maya is a great tailback. She knows where she's going. She knows what she's doing, and she reads the fullback tremendously. I always tell her to read off that outside hip of that fullback. That fullback turns that hip upfield where you know you're going outside. That fullback turns that other hip. The prettiest thing you can see as a running back is the butt of your blocker, and I tell them that all the time. So I see that as a strength. Then I see the ability to like you say, to catch the football. If I had to identify this team's identity right now, I have to say balance, because we hadn't played anybody, hadn't went up against anybody. Not to say that nobody can stop us. yet, but just looking at this team and being dealing with this team for some amount of, you know, ever since May, I've dealt with a lot of you ladies, especially you two ladies, ever since May, and that identity is definitely there for balance. And anybody tend to agree or disagree?
I agree. Like you were saying about breaking the huddle, we need to get faster about that and get into the line, you know, so we can, you know, call the play faster and then break the huddle. That was something that you had mentioned that I agree on.
Right. What do you think, Alice?
Well, you know, I agree with that, and it just kind of goes back to what I mentioned before about discipline, you know, being disciplined, everybody listening to the quarterback, you know, being aware of what's going on and be able to, you know what the play is right then. You know, it should click on every time she says, you know, whatever the play is, and, you know, being disciplined and everybody going up there and getting ready and getting set, you know. And, you know, I would agree that. I think, you know, I think we tend to be lax sometimes, you know, in practice and being lazy and sluggish and half the people walking up to the line and half the people running. And, you know, I think it's something we definitely need to work on, but it's, I don't think it's something that will necessarily drag us down once we're all focused and knowing that we need to all be together.
Right, right. Talking, reversing over the defense and talk about the weaknesses and strengths of our defense, where I lies with the weaknesses of our defense is simply signal calling. I think play recognition or position recognition is very weak on defense at our backs and at our safeties and things like that. What I mean by that is when we break the huddle, just say we break the huddle and we're going up against a double tight end set. Where our safeties need to let the corners or need to let the linebacker know, hey, look, I got that tight end, or you got the tight, I'm gone. One of the things that I see weak, and some of the things that something that I see that can be fixed very easily by us identifying that tight by either a number or either counting from the center out 1, 2, 3, counting from the center to the left 1, 2, 3. Some of the things that I see that we're weak in the secondary on, only because it's not repetition, not because we can't fix it or we can't get better at it, because it's not repetition. The next thing I see us weak on is our stunts. Some of our stunts are confusing. Some of them are real confusing when you get to talking about some of our Oklahoma and Texas stunts, and when you get to talking about our shallow stunts, and then we get to talking about our linebacker stunts. Some of them are confusing. So I see us as that being a something that can be fixed with repetition also. But those are the two weaknesses that I see on defense. Now, on the opposite side of the plus side of this defense is speed. This defense has a lot of speed. If I would have to match them with speed, a defensive front and defensive backs, I would have to either put them with the Oklahoma City Lightning, either have to put them with the New York Nemesis, either have to put them with the H-Town Cyclones, or either with the Pensacola Power, because those are teams that I know that had speed at the secondary position. And even the North Texas Fury, give or take, they lost a lot of ball games, but they had a lot of speed at the defensive back position and the defensive end position. I remember going over watching them play the H-Town Cyclones, number 80, that right end. She was a great rush in. She was just a little bit too physical running herself out of the play. And we all know about hearing me say about running out of the play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allison, you hear about running yourself out of the play. So that's one of the things. Let's shift gears a little bit. In the 09 season, let's go to you, Glenda, first. What do you think individually, we're going to go individually first, and then we're going to go team. Individually, what do you think your goal is to be in the 2009 season?
Individually, my goal?
Uh-huh.
My goal is to get out, you know, to go out on the field, do what I'm supposed to do. You know, if it's catching the ball, you know, catch, you know, do what I'm supposed to do, blocking, you know, block for the receivers or the backs, and, you know, learn the game.
Right. Team effort, what do you think the 2009 goal for the two? What is the goal for the 2009 season for these Texas SaberCats?
To go out there and play the game and become champ.
Sure. Allison, so question individually: What is your 2009 goal individually for Allison Ratcliffe?
To get faster and to get smarter at the game. I'll speak for team later, but to not let anybody I'm guarding or blocking an offensive line to get by me and sack the quarterback. And on defensive line, I would say maybe 10 sacks.
Right.
Unblocked. 10 sacks as a minimum on the
right.
quarterback.
Right. That's a high expectation, but mine can be any higher. Right.
As a team, I would want our offensive line not to give up any sacks this year, and to open up some big holes for the running backs, I would like for our running backs to at least have 100 yards per game, because of us opening up holes and blocking for them and stuff like that. And on defense, I hope our defense is number one in our division and hold people to the least amount of points possible and, to call some long third down opportunities for teams, not let it, make it hard on them. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you mentioned that 100 yards per game for our backs. That's actually a stat that actually goes down for the tailback and the offensive line, because if you're allowing your backs and you to get over 100 yards per game and things like that, that means you're doing something right up front. We have to be physical up front. We have to play big up front, and we have to play smarter up front. And you're exactly right in that aspect of the game. Going back to you, Allison, if you have to say this season, just by looking at the 08 season and going into the 09 season, if there's one football team in the whole entire women's professional football, what team is there that you have to beat in 09 to claim that respect and to claim that you belong here? What is the one team that you have to beat and why?
Well, I would just go with the obvious answer and, beat the champions this year, the Houston Cyclones. And, they're going to go probably in this 2009 season with a big chip on their shoulder. And, the only way to get respect is to make them flinch and it fall off or knock it off yourself, And, I just think going out there and play, smart football and, act like we know what we're doing, I think that'll earn respect enough from anybody, another team, fans, coaches, just going out there and playing smart and acting like we know what the heck we're doing, so.
Right. Glenda, the same thing for you. What if it's one team that you think we had to beat this season to be successful, to show people that we belong here in the entire women's football community, what team would that be and why?
Like Allison said, Houston, they're the, the champs going, of 08 season, so that would be the team that would, most we would need to beat. And like she said, to earn the respect and to let them know, we're going out there to play the game and not just to play around.
Right, exactly. Allison, you made the trip up to Memphis with us in the World Championship game. What did you notice about that Cyclone team that kind of gave you that edge that they were a good football team and kind of gave you that edge to say, hey, look, we can beat this team if we come up against this team next season?
Well, I think Houston was well coached. Their coaches were very passionate about their players and, likewise the players to the coaches. I had a lot of respect for them. They had a huge offensive line. they had one running back that was very quick. But, you know, like we've been talking about before, our defense is very quick. Our defensive line, is very physical. And, you know, just like I mentioned, Houston's line is huge, and they don't move very well from what I saw. And I think we could, you know, utilize our speed and quickness and our, you know, smarts to get past them and get to that running back on defense and maybe to open up some holes and stuff on offense. You know, I really think they're a beatable team, but you know, it's gonna take a lot of work because they had, you know, they, it's like, you know, animals are, you know, once you get that taste for blood, you know, that's all you want. So, you know, they're gonna be going after people, and so we had to have that same drive and same passion that they do. So
right yeah, because you know, some of the ladies that didn't make that trip to kind of look at some of the things that I look at, because this is where I see stuff with a different sort of eye from other coaches and things like that, because I used to be the naked eye coach. I used to the straight eye coach and watch football for the players, that this player was a phenomenal player, this player was a phenomenal player, that player did this so well, that player did that so well. What I've learned from talking to previous NFL coaches, NFL scouts, taking an NFL scouting course, is that the first thing you do, the very first thing you do as a head coach or a scout, is you learn the weaknesses of that team. And you're exactly right, Allison. You're exactly right. They're not very physical on the defensive line at all, but they were very well coached, and they knew what their identity was, and their identity was to run. They never tried to change it up and never tried to make anything any different. But that's, like I said, so to speak, it's not saying that you can't beat them. It's just saying that they were good at what they done. Some of the other things I didn't think they did well was on defense. I didn't think they really, 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 really didn't tackle well in the secondary. When teams got to that second level, safety was missing. And one thing that I did notice about the Houston's defense was that the safety was standing 20 to 25 yards off the ball and some things like that. So you're exactly right. You have to go in and notice some weak points and things like that when you're talking about going up against good ball clubs and good teams that have the head on straight, that are focused and things like that. Christmas coming up. Y'all got me anything for Christmas yet?
Yeah.
nobody's talking.
Well, I'll try to bring you a more in shape offensive and defensive lineman. That's my Christmas present to you. So
yeah,
I'll try to, that one's on layaway now, so we'll see if I can get it to you by the time Christmas comes.
Okay, well, I'll take it whenever. We'll just wrap it up and say it's Christmas present, or we'll take it. So what you got me, Glenda? You get me a new shaving kit?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, 'cause I'm going bald now, so I've been shaving bald here lately. And actually, Daniel told me the other day, he said, "It looks like I'm losing all my hair. I might as well just use some narrow on it and get rid of all of it." Yeah. But we appreciate your time. We got a lot of things coming up here pretty soon. Let's take time out to remind them about our trials coming up on November the 15th. That's going to be on a Saturday. And right now we're looking at New Dinah High School. We're looking at New Dinah practice field. We're not going to actually use their field. And we're going to look at around our usual time, around 11 o'clock. It's getting kind of cool now, so we're going to kind of let the sun get up and kind of get us warm a little bit, because it takes a few of us a lot longer to get going after get down under 50 degrees. So if you're interested and you're listening tonight, you're interested in the East Texas Sabercats tryouts, basically the way I do mine is I let you try us out. We're not trying you out. You come out and you show us basically what you can do. And it's not about what you can't do. Most of you ladies, both of you ladies come to the first tryout. Y'all know exactly, you know, how we are. Kind of just, Glenda, let them know, you know, what to expect when they come to tryout.
Just come out there and do your best and When I showed up for practice for the tryouts, I didn't know anything about it. I just went out there and listened, and you taught me what I needed to, you know, showed me what I needed to do. So,
right.
I mean, if you, you never know if you can do it unless you come out and try out and, you know, just see if you can.
Right.
I didn't know if I could do it or not. I just knew I wanted to play the game, so I'd come out and try it out for the team, and you just showed us what we needed to do.
Right, right. That's that. That's that wish I had. That was my motto back when I had an opportunity to try it. Actually, I did. I wound up trying out for the Dallas Cowboys, but $3,500 later and a couple of preseason games, I'm back in the saddle over here as a coach. But Allison, same thing. You know, if you were to talk, if you were talking to a group of ladies that were had doubts or anything, and just knowing how we do, you know, tryouts and what to expect, what would you have to tell them?
Well, what I learned is, you know, life is too short, you know, to like you said, say, well, maybe I could have done that or blah blah blah. But you know, I can tell you, but even before trial started, I was calling coach and saying, hey, do I need to run a couple miles? Or he was like, no, you don't need to do anything. Just, you know, come up here, and it doesn't matter if you haven't run in 3 days or 30 years. You know, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, just come up here. And, you know, the tryout is not hard at all. I mean, it's just, you know, just a few things, you know, just to see where you are, you know, so we can help you get better. But it's the most non-stressful thing, you know, there is to do as far as that part of football. I mean, that's the easiest thing, you know, is to come try out. And you know, I would just say give it a shot no matter how old you are. You know, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, you need to come out. She's like, no, I just encourage everybody to come. I mean, it's like I said, it's not that hard. And me being, you know, having played in college, I was all stressing out, you know, trying to hurry up and run and try to get in shape. But you don't need to be. I mean, you know, it's easy. Just come out and have a good time. And you know, these group of ladies that are on my team, they'll, you know, they'll make you feel right at home. So.
Right, right. We'll get enough ladies out there to encourage you to come out. Like Allison said and like Glenda said, when you come out, don't expect to come out and see 1,000 people sitting in line to try out. It's the process you go through a paperwork process. If you don't, you can go online. If you don't want to wait in line, the fastest way to do it is go online and go to www.et, that's E-T, Eric Tom, Sabercats, SaberKats.com, and click on Become a Sabercat and fill out the online form. When you fill out that online form, we actually had about 5 young ladies to fill out the forms, and I talked to them, a few of them here recently, and they're going to come out to trials. Well, we have a registration deadline by November the 7th, so if you're going to register online, you need to go ahead and do that just in case we do get 100 ladies out, and you register before November 7th, you'll be first in line to go in and get your name signed in on the board, fill out all your paperwork. You need to bring your necessary paperwork, your health insurance card. If you don't have any, we'll find your health provider to get you signed up for injury insurance, something that you're comfortable in. Like I said, once again, it's getting kind of chilly, so you may want to wear some sweats and wear some shorts underneath until it warms up a little bit, until you get moving and a little active and everything, and then you'll want to come out of them after a while. But most of all, it's not that hard. We just want to come out and let you try us out, let you see what we're about and why we're here. And we just ask for that opportunity. Also, if you want to talk to me personally, if you want to ask some questions about tryout or anything like that, you can give me a call at 903-665-0725. Call me anytime, day or night. I'll answer any question you got. If I can't answer, I'll find the answer to you. Ladies, it's been great. We got some Christmas parades coming up, some food drives, and some American Heart Association walks coming up. So look for that to be coming up on the website. Y'all know where to find me. Y'all need anything, and I appreciate y'all's time tonight.
You're welcome.
Well, I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, well, we'll be talking to y'all here pretty soon, okay? See y'all
okay,
later.
Coach. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Each week we'll bring on, like I said, we'll bring on two SaberCats, and we'll try to bring on two more SaberCats, two more other team players. We gave an invitation to the H-Town Cyclones earlier this week, but we didn't have any response or anything like that to them. So maybe something came up or something got crisscrossed. I'm going to try each and every team in the NWFA and the IWFL. If you're an IWFL coach and you have some players that want to come up and talk to us about, you know, football and what their challenges are and what they see that they didn't see about football, just, hey, look, give me a holler. I either give Barb or Meg or somebody over at WFB Talk a holler and tell them, hey, look, I want to come on and talk to Coach Trammell. You can ask me anything. I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Like I said, my opinion may not be worth the dime. You know, it may not be worth a piece of paper that it's written on, but it's just my opinion. Each and every coach have a different style, a different strategy. When it's all said and done, it's all the same. It's all about getting first downs and touchdowns. So anything on this show that anybody dislike about me or something, don't take offense to it. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm just getting out the facts the way I see it. So let's talk a little bit. We got about 4 minutes here left. We are the 09 schedule for the NWFA is coming out this weekend. What I was told, it may, since we dropped, I think, two teams within the last couple of weeks, it may be postponed for a couple of days, but our schedule will be out. I'll have it posted up on our East Texas SaberCats website, and it should be posted on the NWFA website as well. All the NWFA owners and coaches, remember we have a meeting up in Nashville, Tennessee, starting tomorrow. I won't make it tomorrow, but looking to be up that way Saturday, just depending on how I'm doing with this tooth and everything. I'm trying. I just had some wisdom tooth done, and I'm trying to get over that deal. But like I said, once again, it's been great. I enjoy being here every week. Next week, look for two more SaberCats, and hopefully we can get some of y'all to call us up. Hey, look, Aftershock. Dallas Desperados is originally team Dallas Diamonds, anybody like that, or Houston Energy, any other teams that I don't know in IWFL. Hey, just call me. You're more than welcome to come on this show. I'm biased. I'm in the NWFA, but I take women's football. That's what I claim. I don't claim no side, nowhere else. I just claim women's football. And now we're up to the time where we're talking about the way I see it segment. I heard Allison say at the last part of the show that life is too short. Let's talk about life is too short in the aspect of women's football. When you go out and play football, and some of you ladies, you're going to hear me say this, and some of my ladies hear me say this before a pregame show. When you go out to play football, you have to play like it's no tomorrow. Simple as that. It's no work tomorrow. It's no school tomorrow. It's no nothing tomorrow. When that helmet goes on and that jersey goes on, you have to make up in your mind that no matter what happens from here on out, the next 60 minutes, that person is standing in front of me, I'm going to give them hell for 60 minutes. Life is too short to hold back. Let's go out and display our talents. When you hold back a lot of opportunities that you can open up for a lot of different women. Let's elevate your game. What I mean by elevate your game, if you drop 10 passes this season, try not to drop any this next season coming up. If you fumbled a lot last season, try not to fumble at all this season coming up. So life is too short. You know, go out there and play with the enthusiasm that you don't. It's no tomorrow. If God come and closes out right now tonight, You will know that you died and done something that you wanted to do. You've done it to your fullest potential, and you've done it with every single ounce that you had left in you. I tell people all the time, my players all the time, that blood and guts is what you leave on the field. You leave blood and guts on the field, and everything else will work itself out. So I just want to express that to everybody, let everybody know that we play like it's no tomorrow. Hey, this is Coach Kirk Trammer once again saying thanks, everybody, for listening to the Chalk Talk Show. Hey, look, if you want to check out one of those leagues, also go to womensfootballcentral.com, check out one of those regional leagues, and get involved, get active. And we'd like to thank you. God bless, and we'll see you next week. Good Lord willing. Thank you. Bye-bye.